What's your favorite kind of salt water oil? Your
king mackerel. Red snapper. I love crab meat, shrimp, flounder. There's a good white fish that's caught down there.
Yeah, you buy, if you you get shrimp in it, you might sell for a few pounds, you might sell on a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you like the kind of seafood, you're not supposed to eat these things, and if the month doesn't have an R in it.
Oysters, no, I don't eat oysters.
One of my favorite foods is raw oysters. I like
them. Do you like raw oysters?
Yeah, I love those things.
And in Mobile, the sign on the fish house says, the restaurant says, the oyster you eat today slept last night in Mobile Bay.
Yeah, I guess that's about as fresh as you can get. Yeah. Do you ever go saltwater fishing very much?
Not anymore. We used to go deep sea fishing and troll off the back of the boat.
What are the best months to go saltwater fishing in? Any special time of year?
Well, not that I know of, because at any given time there is one type of fish that is striking. We would go out to Snapper Banks, which is a reef off Santa Rosa Island. Mm-hmm. And you can usually catch snapper there at any time of the year.
Mm-hmm. What's the most fish you've ever caught at one time?
The largest fish I have ever caught was a 27-pound king mackerel.
Good night.
In the Gulf, about 15 miles off the beach. I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 snapper. Mm-hmm. I don't like to pole fish off of a pond bank or a creek or river bank. Mm-hmm. I like to troll.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the it's fresh water. These things in a freshwater stream, and it's got claws, and when you turn it over, turn a rock over, it often swims away backwards. You know what I'm talking
about? A crawfish?
Mm-hmm. You ever know of people who eat them?
Oh, well, yes, of course. In Louisiana, it's a delicacy. Mm-hmm. But we would never eat them here in Alabama. They're small. Mm-hmm. Call them crawdads.
Crawdads, yeah. You mentioned ponds. What are the things that you hear making a noise around the pond at night?
The frogs.
Yeah, what kind of frogs would you have?
Well, the deep voice would be the bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tree frogs.
How big are they? What do they look like?
A tree frog is a small green frog.
Mm-hmm.
And the old common toad frog.
What color is he?
Well, he is a sort of mingly brownish gray.
Mm-hmm. One that gives you warts?
Yes.
If you go fishing, say you're going freshwater fishing, you might go out and dig you up some
worms for bait.
Yeah, what kind of worms would you call them, Debbie?
Just a common wiggler.
Wiggler?
Or yeah. Red worm.
Red worm, that's that the same thing?
It is to me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Wigglers.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call them grub worm? Or?
A grub worm is a little white, round, fat worm that you would uncover in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a name for the biggest, the big, lively kind of worm? What kind is he? Is he a red worm? Or?
Yes, a wiggler.
Mm-hmm. And